floor.
Mr. Chair, at the outset, let me thank Ambassador Amandeep Singh Gill for chairing the GGE, for steering our work in this framework, and for presenting his report here today. Mr. Chair, Switzerland welcomes that the GGE reached an agreement on emerging commonalities, conclusions, recommendations, including as a set of possible guiding principles. We welcome in particular that the GGE was able to make progress on a number of substantive points, namely the affirmation that IHL continues to apply fully to all weapon systems, that human responsibility must be retained, and that in accordance with states' obligations under international law, legal weapon reviews must be conducted. While the GGE's report highlights a number of elements of convergence and areas in which further work is required, we now face the challenge of taking our work and efforts forward. When discussing the way forward, Switzerland is of the view that we should differentiate between the policy options, the mandate for next year, and the specific issues to be addressed in terms of substance. Now, first on policy options. We continue to see a variety of possible avenues. We welcome that the report factually reflects and describes the options proposed. Our preference remains to work towards a political declaration. Such a declaration could capture where views converge by affirming a number of key principles and by validating shared understandings. For instance, that high contracting parties will retain the necessary degree of human decision-making or control over autonomous weapon systems to ensure compliance with IHL, whereas the type and level of that control embedded or exerted in the different stages of the life cycle of a system is yet to be better understood. A declaration would require extensive work, but we remain convinced that the very process of working such a direction could give our discussion the necessary focus to continue to deepen the various topics related to OAS. It is our view that such a declaration would not necessarily represent an end point, but rather provide guidance on the way forward. It would also, in our view, be without prejudice to further discussions, including on the questions whether further regulatory work is needed. Second, with regard to the draft mandate contained in the GGE's report, Switzerland would have seen value in a stronger and more focused mandate. If this were not possible, our expectations would be that the high contracting parties will, at a minimum, validate the GGE recommendation to meet for 10 days in 2019. Third, with regard to the issues to be addressed in terms of substance, we are convinced that irrespective of whether we decide to maintain or change the mandate, there is a need for further work which would be pertinent, whatever policy option the CCW will pursue. A few examples. One, the extent and quality of the human-machine interaction in the various phases of a weapon system's life cycle. In this area, the ICRC's working paper makes an interesting suggestion, that is to determine the type and degree of human control that would be necessary to comply with IHL rules and satisfy ethical concerns, and pursue a number of guiding questions, including about the levels of human supervision that would be required during the operation of a weapon. We would welcome such work because we remain convinced that given the current state of robotics and artificial intelligence, it is difficult today to conceive of an OAS that would be capable of reliably operating in full compliance with the obligations arising from existing IHL without any human control in the use of force, notably in the targeting cycle. Two, weapons reviews. Discussions have emphasized time and again the centrality of the obligation to conduct legal reviews. The GGE could, for instance, discuss a number of questions regarding specific challenges of reviews of such systems. Three, transparency and confidence building. Of particular interest in this area would be the sharing of information about how control over such systems is maintained. We saw in the GGE positive examples of information sharing. Additional presentations in the framework of a structured exchange could reinforce the benefit of such exercises. And last but not least, my last example for practical work would be to collate and clarify the relevant existing legal provisions as they apply to OAS. With such a document, the CCW could reaffirm and spell out applicable international law, in particular international humanitarian law. To conclude, Mr. Chair, I would like to welcome the fact that the Eastern European Group forwarded the candidacy of the distinguished representative of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Mr. Gorginski, to chair the GGE next year, 2019. Thank you very much.